storage. Now, I know, folks, what you're thinking. Storage, not the most exciting topic of the world, but when we talk about how Windows Azure uses storage and how you can leverage that from your environment, from an on-premises, maybe from a backup or even just a disaster recovery standpoint, hopefully you'll get as excited about storage as I am. It actually is quite cool. Let me start off with just a couple things from a statistical standpoint. Right now in Azure, and the number's probably even higher as I speak, there are over 4 trillion objects. That's 4 trillion objects that are up there. And on the average, there's over 270,000 requests per second with peaks up to 880,000 per second. Can your data center do that on-premise? Well, I hope it could, and I hope you have the budget to do that, but chances are you can't. Our data centers can, and they're designed to hold all the storage. They're designed to scale at a level that is at a fraction of the cost. One of the great things about using the cloud and Windows Azure for storage, it's going to be a lot less expensive than what you might do for your on-premise SANs. Not that your SANs don't have their place, that they're going to have the purposes for the environment, but for certain workloads, Windows Azure storage can really provide a phenomenal environment. And when you think about 4 trillion objects that are there today and growing, really it's a great choice for anything that you want to use. So what Windows Azure does, we actually store everything up in what is called persistent storage, and we store everything in what are called blobs, or binary large objects. So everything that we store from files, and we store from our VHDs if you're using Windows Azure virtual machines, for example, are all stored up in this environment, and it's all persistent. Best part about this, it's all triple replicated. So as we're working with this environment and you put something inside of Windows Azure storage, it actually gets 2 other copies. So you have 3 copies that are up there for you to use and leverage in case one goes down. It's there automatically. It's all as a part of the Azure cost. You only pay for that one. Now, when you use Azure storage and you store something up just in one of our data centers and you provision something, you get a choice to pick between the different regions, and we have regions around the globe to choose from. But let's say you choose the US, for example, and you choose West US, which is down in San Antonio, Texas, in that area there. What happens is that data is just in that location. Well, one of the things that you can do to your storage, in addition to having the 3 replicas in that San Antonio site, is you can do what is called geo-replication. And what geo-replication allows us to do is take a copy of that data and replicate it to another data center. In the case of the US, the other data center would be in the East US or up around the Chicago area. It's all going to be triplicated, but what if you start using that just from a backup perspective? That's one of the great scenarios that we have with Windows Azure, is the ability to back up data directly from our server environments, and currently we support Windows Server 2012 and above, including Windows Server Essentials, and we also support System Center 2012 Data Protection Manager, or DPM, and above, to actually be able to back up directly to the cloud. And what does that allow you to do? Well, you actually install an agent on your local servers, and you can actually take that data locally off that server and send it directly to the cloud. And how many copies? Well, by default, 3. If you geo-replicate, you have 6 copies of that data. And the best thing about this is when you restore that data down from the cloud, you can restore it to the same server, or you can restore it to an entirely different server in an entirely different location. So the flexibility is there if you need to bring that data back. Now, I know what you're thinking. Matt, storage is great. This sounds awesome, but we're talking about a pipe up to the cloud. I mean, how many of you have uploaded a file to the data centers lately that's there? Probably not often. Why? Because the uploads take a while. Well, the great thing about this is a store simple that can actually help us alleviate some of that stress and that latency that might come from working with large files. Now, at a real high level, StorSimple is essentially a caching device that sits inside your on-premises network as a blade server that helps tier and rotate data in and out of it. And what it does is it helps us cache those big, large files at a block level, at a very small level. It does this for us. So if I want to open up a 1 gig or a 10 gig file that happens to be stored up inside of Azure, StorSimple and the device that's sitting in your data center is actually going to help you bring that file down. And to the user who's opening that file, they're going to get page 1 immediately. And then StorSimple is going to cache that device locally. So if other people need that file, they're not even going to have to make that trip up to the cloud to do that initial request. But StorSimple is designed to help make that speed of ease. So when you're working with large data, which most of us are, having a device like that on-premise will really enable some wonderful scenarios. Maybe even if you just want to run SharePoint on-premise and have the SQL database logs put up inside of the cloud, you can do those types of things. So really, when you think about storage, hopefully you're thinking, wow, hopefully your heads are spinning a little bit and you're getting excited about what I can do for storage. It is a wonderful environment. It's a matter of understanding what you can leverage it for, but it's also the basis for everything that Windows Azure uses. Hopefully you're as excited about Windows Azure storage as I am. If you want to learn more, please follow the links at the bottom of this page. And thank you for watching.